everybody. Welcome to Simmer Down, and I am in Rebecca Gardner's home, lovely, on Jones Street. And as you know, she's part of our big spread in Savannah Magazine, and we are so lucky to have her as part of one of the features. She did a great party, and if you're listening to this, you are looking at it on our website, and it's already in Savannah Magazine. So, Rebecca, thank you so much for having me. Tell everybody what you do.
I am an interior and event designer based in Savannah in New York. And so I do interior design and I plan parties.
What's your favorite?
I could not possibly pick a favorite. That would be Sophie's choice. I love them for different reasons. I love the time that is allowed with really thinking through something like an interior. And I love the idea that an interior lasts, you know, and ages. But I also love a party because it's quick and the experience is such a special suzzy. You know, it has a wow to it that an interior, an interior has to be practical and a party doesn't.
Oh, you're right. And a party with pizzazz is so much fun. When you do a party, do you help plan the menu and the design of the party?
Absolutely, soup to nuts. I love to cook and I love to have parties myself and to entertain in my house, whether it's just an impromptu, easy breezy dinner with friends. But I also love to cook when I have bigger parties. And I think that all of the elements are a part of a party are so important. And the food and what you feed is really sort of the center, you know, I mean, it dictates the occasion, it dictates the dress, and I think it's really the way that you love your guests or love your family. So I think that's a lot of fun.
I love that. What's the difference between a party that's thrown in New York and a party that's thrown in Savannah?
Budget. But you know, Brenda, the interesting thing in regard to food and location is that when I first started doing parties in New York, my first couple of parties in New York, I called, you know, the caterers that everyone knows, like Peter Callahan, famous for his little mini bites. He just had a book out called Bite by Bite and is always on Martha Stewart and Oprah. And I thought, well, hell, I'm going to have Peter Callahan do the food for this party. I want to start a relationship with him because I think he's so smart. And after looking at several caterers in that category who are known really for being creative more than they are the food, I have learned very quickly that the trend sways towards real food and people want food that tastes good. They don't care if it's a truffled grilled cheese. They don't care if it's a meatball on one end and a spoon of sauce on the other. People want good food. And I think that that is one of the reasons why my party business has grown so rapidly in New York is because as a Southerner, that adds cachet and sort of validity to my background in food. You know, they know that they're going to have real food and edible food, and it's not going to be weird.
It's not going to be prissy food.
Well, I mean, you know, like how many times do you have to be charmed by like a mini cone with truffled popcorn? Or how many times do you have to have some sort of foam on something? It loses its cuteness very, very quickly. And I think that, you know, in our current culture, food is such a thing. I mean, you see it with the growth of the Food Network. And honestly, with your blog and what you all do, I think people are interested in food. People are interested in entertaining. People are becoming more interested in their homes. And I think it all works together in this great energy of sharing more than anything. But I think that people are tired of weird food. And that is what I hear over and over. So even the question obviously was, what's the difference between Savannah and New York? Budget, definitely. I would say resources, but really you can have anything that you want here and even better. And a lot of times I use my vendors, you know, right here in Savannah to do parties in New York because
really?
I think people want something special and they want something that's sincere in spirit. Well, one of the things that makes my parties different than anyone else's parties are twists that I call suzzies. And growing up, suzzy was a little sweet thing. And so I think that even if it's a simple dinner or a huge bash, you have to have at least two suzzies in every party.
Now, give me your go-to suzzy for your dinner party.
Well, for my dinner party for the photo shoot for Savannah Magazine, which was actually a real party, the two Suzzies were lottery tickets, which were placed underneath the salad plate. So after the salad plate was cleared, there was a card that said, for yourself, for someone to your right, and for someone you don't know, and underneath it, a Powerball ticket. I'm really into Powerball.
I love that. And I think everybody got excited.
Yeah, so it's a activity, and it engages people, and if there's any sort of awkward lull in conversation, which is the worst nightmare for anyone hosting a party.
It's horrible.
It's a tool, and it's, you know, a delight. And the second Suzzy was more subtle, and that was serving ice cream sandwiches for dessert. So we had this beautiful meal with beef tender and beautiful wine, and then we came back in to the living room, which, you know, provides another change of scenery and in a different spirit to the party, and served ice cream sandwiches, because it doesn't matter how much you like to cook, you don't want to cook dessert too.
No.
I do. Unless you have a whole week, but what girl does?
Nobody.
Right.
I mean, and that's the whole thing. Which everybody can see in Savannah Magazine and on Salted and Styled, that the party that Rebecca planned was a great party if you're a working woman. I like the simplicity of it. Then everybody gets to have fun with each other.
And you can put curlers in your hair.
I love that. If you're doing a Southern and you're doing a summer party, what's your recommendation?
Well, I think everything has to be cold. Everything. And I think all the wine has to be cold. And I would serve rosé, which is what they drink in the south of France, where it's always hot, hot, hot. I think easy breezy is always best if you're doing your own party. I think unless you have servers, you should be able to prepare everything ahead of time, and everything should be able to be served right out of the refrigerator, which was the idea with the party for Savannah Magazine, that it was a women who don't lunch dinner.
That's perfect. You're involved in both. You're involved in designing parties, designing homes, and there's a new trend every year. Do you think food has that same...
I think food is far behind fashion. I think fashion changes with every season. You know, I think it changes with every fashion show. I think food pokes along at a slower rate, but you can always see similarities. Well, I mean, if you look at fashion and what's going on now, I think people I think that designers are leaning towards traditional cuts and beautiful fabrics and not so many bells and whistles. I just went to a fashion show for Rag & Bone the other day where they showed their New York collection, but in Charleston. And all of the clothes were based on individual pieces. And so it wasn't so much the over-the-top styling as it was a great shirt, a great pant, a great dress. And somewhat thrown together in an amazing way where, you know, the puzzle was thrown together, but it worked. And I think that's what we're saying about food, in that people want real food. They don't want tons of little brown things for appetizers. They'd rather have nuts. They don't want a sauce on every single meat and a starch mixed with a million things. They want a beautiful roasted potato and a cold beef tender. I think that you can see similarities right now in food and fashion.
Well, I think you're right. And it makes it all exciting to me. Well, Rebecca, thank you so much. Thank you for participating and being part of our whole Savannah Magazine deal and part of Salted and Styled, which we're so proud of, and we're proud to have you.
I'm honored. I'm a huge fan of Salted and Styled.
Thank you so much.
And just a postscript on today, I am missing my right arm, Libby Summers. She is snow skiing in Montana. And Libby, we miss you, but I know you're having a ball. And while you and Josh are on the mountain, I just want you to remember one thing. And that is, of course, to simmer down.